Now, one man who tried to stop the Wall Street shenanigans was Elliot Spitzer, feared and despised by some of the wealthiest men and women in America. But if his rise was dramatic, it didn't compare to his fall.
Today, I want to briefly address a private matter. I have acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong.
Spitzer, of course, was a client of a high-priced prostitution service called the Emperor's Club. And when it was exposed, it ended his political career, a career that many expected to end at the White House. Now, the story of what happened is told in a new documentary. It's called Client 9, The Rise and Fall of Elliot Spitzer. It opens nationwide this week, and the director, Alex Gibney, joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
Describe Elliot Spitzer at the height of his power.
At the height of his power, he was the sheriff of Wall Street. He was the one-man wrecking crew. He took the job of attorney general, which, you know, very often would go after crooked car dealers, and turned it into a kind of national phenomenon, somebody who, from the attorney general's office, was trying to, in effect, legislate.
He went after folks on Wall Street who he thought were corrupt. Dick Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange, who was paid $140 million, Elliot Spitzer said, too much, and he sued the New York Stock Exchange. He sued Ken Langone, who was on the board at the time. He went after Hank Greenberg, the head of AIG as well. He made enemies out of those guys.
Big enemies. To say they're angry at him, I mean, doesn't do the word angry justice. I mean, when they hear his name, you can almost see smoke come out of their ears. Ken Langone says in the film he remembers a pal of his coming out of a meeting with Spitzer, and he said he had the phrase EVIL emblazoned on his forehead.
Do you think he underestimated the power of his enemies?
I think he did. At the same time, he also knew their power. I mean, one of the odd things about doing this film was that, you know, I spoke to Darren Dopp, his press secretary, while he was AG and also his governor. And he recalled a conversation that they both had in which they acknowledged that the enemies were not only angry but very powerful. And if Elliot so much as sneezed wrong, they would come after him like nobody's business. Well, Elliot obviously didn't take his own advice.
Once the scandal broke and we all heard about Elliot Spitzer and this prostitution ring, we heard about a young woman named Ashley Dupree.
Everybody thinks that Ashley Dupree, as you say, was the one. In fact, she wasn't at all. She was a bit player in this drama.
She played up her role to further her career, right?
She did, and in a very clever way. I mean, she rarely said that she was more, but nobody in the media ever asked her. Now, she was important because she was in the federal affidavit, which is the list of charges. Mm. So there's a reason why she comes to the fore. But in terms of significance to Spitzer, she wasn't nearly as important as a woman that we'll call Angelina. And Angelina was a woman that Spitzer saw once, and they ended up having a kind of relationship.
And he met her all over the place.
Yes, and she became also very interesting to the federal investigators because there's a statute called the Mann Act. You're not supposed to take women across state lines for immoral purposes. Well, Angelina definitely went across state lines.
He met her in Puerto Rico.
Dallas, Palm Beach, Washington.
She has never spoken to the media. They tried to track her down. She left town. She left New York. How did you get her to agree to speak to you?
I actually managed to find out Angelina's real name. Then I managed to find out people we actually knew kind of in common. And I was, through that, able to arrange a face-to-face meeting. When I sat her down, I told her why I wanted to see her. And in that context, her cover, in effect, having been blown, she agreed to talk to me on one condition, that I not reveal who she was. And so with a filmmaker, you know, the old trope is you put the person in front of a light so that their face goes dark and you electronically modify their voice.
You didn't want to do that.
I didn't want to do that because I felt it would have been untrue to who she was. It would have been more false. I wanted to present her in a very human way. And so I transcribed two long audio taped interviews I did with her, and then I had an actress perform them.
And this actress in this scene describes the moment when she realizes it's Elliot Spitzer, the governor of New York.
He showed up with this baseball cap on, like clearly trying not to be recognized. I thought it was Elliot Spitzer, you know, but I couldn't be absolutely sure. So I made a point to look out for him in the papers.
Why do you think Elliot Spitzer did this?
He says, in effect, you know, if he had had an affair, he might still be governor, but he probably wouldn't be married. That he chose sex that was transactional, that wouldn't threaten the emotional bond that he had with his wife.
You say that there is a level of hypocrisy that people like Bill Clinton get away with it, David Vitter gets away with it, but Spitzer wasn't allowed to get away with it.
I think part of the problem with Spitzer is that he had no friends, or he had very few friends. Bill Clinton had a lot of friends. Elliot Spitzer, his style was so combative, he had very few friends. But I think there was this element of hypocrisy with Spitzer. Elliot Spitzer was seen as highly hypocritical in part because he prosecuted escort services and sent people to jail, and yet he himself was going there. The issue of hypocrisy is one that seems to be very important to us as Americans. And I often wonder whether is it really better to be consistently sleazy as opposed to inconsistently virtuous? I don't know. It's a question I keep asking myself.
Do you think there's a second act for Elliot Spitzer in politics?
I think because Elliot Spitzer is so smart and so good at understanding the political economy and so good at expressing it, that there will be a need for him. But he has one big problem, which is that he has to convince people to trust him again.
That's Alex Gibney. He's the director of the new film called Client 9, The Rise and Fall of Elliot Spitzer. Alex Gibney, thank you so much.
Great to be here.